Blog Talk Radio.
Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
The wall, you on?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you can. I'll hand it over, I'll pass it to you, sir.
Okay. Sister Drew, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, all right. I'm all right. I decided to talk on a subject that has been in and out of history for a long time. It hasn't been into this century in time. It's just the knowledge is just coming back and forth. What I'm going to share with you is some esoteric knowledge, which is called esoteric knowledge, and that means that this knowledge was hid off into a secret society. You don't have to believe anything I said, and I ain't asking you to believe anything I said. I'm just going to tell you a story of what's out there. And if you were one of them Bible thumpers, it tells you in the Bible that it wouldn't be no more mysteries of God. It'd be a day that the mysteries of God would no longer be a mystery. And so we're living in that day. Some of us know the mysteries of God and where the word God come from and where the gods came from. Some of us know that mystery. But in order for you to understand that mystery, you had to understand some old ancient knowledge that was written many years ago, gotten away from us through slavery or being enslaved. But what is written out there today, I'm going to share with you. And this, the place that we ask ourselves, of course, is where do we live? We live on a place in this language, it's called Earth. That's where we live. It is the ninth star in the 12th galaxy. I know that we was told that you didn't need to, if you learn about astronomy and astrology, that was hoodoo and voodoo, that was forbidden knowledge, but that was some knowledge that you need to understand so you could explain what was written a long time ago in every nation of people. When we studied the four hemispheres. All four hemispheres wrote the same story, the ancient people did, that I'm telling you. It was not a race of people on earth, a nation of people on earth that didn't write the same story. Once upon a time on earth, when this is the ninth star, the first inhabitants of the ninth star, this planet here that's called Earth, was from Niberia. Niberia is in the 19th galaxy. That's where Niberia is. It's not in this galaxy. This is where the history. Some people called Anunnakis came from the 19th galaxy to the 12th galaxy to mine gold and silver to use it as a conduit for their computers and to seal off the ozone that was going on that planet at that time period. This is what the story says. These people was down here on Earth for 250,000 years. These people was down here on Earth. 50,000 years ago, something happened. 50,000 years ago, these Anunnakians was invaded by the fourth planet, which is the closest planet to Earth, was Mars. When the Martians came down here, they conquered the people that was in the northern hemisphere, the children of Japheth, Noah's children, in the second nation. After the flood, you have to remember that all the people was killed in the north, the southern, and the eastern hemisphere with a flood. The people in the western hemisphere, which you live in, is the oldest people on earth. The oldest civilization on earth is the western hemisphere where we live, where there were six nations of people over here, the Creek Nation who lived by the creeks. You call them rivers. White folks renamed them rivers. We call them creeks. the Olmec, the biggest tribal people over here, the Aztec, the Maya, the Incas, and the Algonquin was on the eastern coast. These were the six tribe nations of people that lived in the Western Hemisphere. We wrote the same story. We all spoke the same language until 50,000 years ago. 50,000 years ago, it is wrote in history that the Martians invaded the Southern Hemisphere. I mean, the Northern Hemisphere. When they invaded the Northern Hemisphere and conquered the people of Japan, they mixed their seed with them. The mixing of the seed of the Anunnaki with a Martian produced what is known as a Neanderthal, a subhuman being. The human being was the Anunnaki. That's the people of color with hue in your body. Colored people is who you are. White people who don't have melanin in their skin are subhuman beings. Simple as that. We ain't mad at nobody. The truth is the truth. This is what they descend from. This is their history. They wrote it in a book and brought the book over here from the Eastern Hemisphere. H.G. Wells' Outline of History. He wrote this in a book. We're going over what he wrote in a book about his people, that his people and all the Ivy League colleges, especially Canterbury and Oxford, say was the truth. So that, with other words, I could give a damn about what some nigga gonna come up and tell me who wrote the book. Who wrote the book? The first thing an ignorant black person say is, who wrote the book? The white man wrote the book. That's who wrote the damn book. He wrote the book of his history and brought it over here. And I'm reciting out the book, and I got the book. Been at this book ever since 1950. When they bred with this Martian, it took them through a 6,000-year evolutionary stage of becoming mankind, which was a kind of man. Only one-third of the earth is subhuman. Two-thirds of the earth is human being. But in 2020, your mind, the human being mind, has been conquered by the subhuman being mind, that the human being think he's the subhuman being to the standpoint that he would call himself a black Gentile, a black American. Use these titles to describe himself. And then if you ask him his name, he'll tell you he him. That's all you got to do. That's how you can tell a colored person that's been conquered by him, because every school of thought that he believe in, they believe in. Although they say they enlightened and conscious people, they still believe in gods, which is a Germanic word, which is what he believe in. And not what somebody look like me and you believe in. As long as you think that there is a God, your mind is still in a subhuman being mind. The first people that was down here, for 250,000 years, was the Anunnaki. That's who we are. That's the colored people. 50,000 years ago, the Martians came. Then after the Martians came and bred it, then people of Venus came. Then the people of Jupiter came. Then the people of Pleiadium came. Then the people of Sardis B came and mixed their seed with the subhuman being and the human beings to look like the human beings but have different schools of thoughts. These people been here. And they don't have no problem telling you. It's wrote down. You can go into, especially if you go into the history of the Roman Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church will tell you the same story that I'm speaking right now about these people coming. They say they're going to retell the story pretty soon. Sister Duke. The Martians, the way they described these people was reptilian form of people that was shapeshifters. The Jews who wrote the history, the most exact history of everything that happened over there across the water, called them Nephilim. And they started their history off as a Nephilim. In this language, they were called gods in the 1500 years ago. But they was first called Gade because Gade, which was the seventh son of Jacob, the word God is attached to him because that was the word they used for God before they called it G-O-D, it was G-A-D. Then after that, it was Guten, and then 1,500 years ago, it became God. So you can see that when we trace the history of this word, it's one thing about this language that we speak that is Martian. This language we speak is Martian. It has a definition to it, and it has a date that it came, the word came into existence, and what word it replaced. All human being language, one word describes everything. You don't have in the human being language, you don't have no T-O-O-T-W-O-T-O. So if you say two, which one of the are you talking about? If you say mind, which who what you talking about? M-I-N-D or M-I-N-E? What you talking about? You see how this language is? This language is very confusing. It's called the language of ancient serpent people. It came out of the Opidot Lodge. And so you can see that colored people's language, each word identified. And so when we study the language, we go into the form of the language, you can see that the word God came through a bull of the Catholic Church 1,500 years ago on an annex. They changed the word Guten and started using God in the church. So here you is running around here praying to God, praying to something that you don't know a damn thing about and ain't studied the history of this thing that you pray to that says going to save you and give you salvation. And this word is only 1,500 years old. This is just how big a fool you are. Point blank, to believe in a God. Then you got 42 million African Americans out there that believe in them. You got every race of people in the world believe that there is a God. They tell the story, and they put the story of how these gods came to earth and who they mixed their seed with and what tribe they became, and as they mixed their seed, you got a multitude of the tribes of people coming out of the seed of Abraham. Someone named Abraham. You have a beautiful story that they wrote about it, if you can understand it, and who these gods were. Now, according to the Dogon people, and the Zulu, and the Watusi, they say they come from Cyrus P. All of this information now, you can Google this information. You can find out about this information through the research. If you can get a hold of Malachi Yagg's book, Malachi Yagg was the first black man to put this knowledge out in this the form that it's out in now. And Malachi was the first man to do that. I've studied him for many years, a friend of him. Him, Ben Amin, we all swapped knowledge back a long time ago in the 60s. And I learned this knowledge from my great-great-grandfather telling me stories when I'm 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. That was in the late 40s and the early 50s that I learned about this, about who we were, where we come from, everything. Long time ago, to certain people up under certain priesthood, they had put it in. The knowledge ain't never went anywhere, just like the ancient language ain't never went anywhere. The ancient language came from Liberia. It's called the Yala Kwadash. And it's a funny thing about the system, the mathematics system, everything that's under Amanya way of life is systematic, and it deals with you. And it was a reminder for you, the number 19. The reason you was up under the mathematics system and the system of the number 19 is because you came from the 19th galaxy. And if you add 1 and 9 together, which they have a system of how this numbering system goes. So you add 1 and 9 together, that'll be 10. Then you was given what we call Adabates, which is called in this language the ABC, the alphabet of Amanya language, so you wouldn't forget Yah, who is in a semblance form, who is your creator of the Anunnakis and where you come from, is that the 10th sign and symbol would be Yah, Y-A-H, in its feminine form. It is a very unique system because the numbering system, where it starts with a cipher, which in this language would be a O, a alt, a circle, so forth and so on. They got about 4 or 5 names for a cipher in this language. But the way that you know that you were came from that, and your bloodline was from the 19th galaxy, is that your blood would be cipher positive or cipher negative, meaning it would be O positive or O negative. This would let you know that you are very special if this is your blood. You came from the 19th galaxy. Only the Anunnakis have O positive blood or O negative blood. The subhuman beings have A, B, A, B complex, A, and B blood type. That's the blood type of a subhuman. It's so unique the way that we were made that you make no mistake of who was from the 19th from ancient Nubia and who was not. Even when they got over here, they named a place in the southern hemisphere, Niberia, to let you know where you came from. And this is an ancient city that was in the, over there in the south. Your laws that you lived up under, you lived up under the same laws that you was created up under, which is called the 12 laws of nature. Everything in creation that has breath falls up under the 12 laws of nature, even if it's a subhuman. It falls up under that laws of nature because it came into existence. You can only come into existence through a law. The first law of nature is physics. The other 11 law of nature is geometry. And so after, and this is pretty heavy because you don't know nothing about geometry and you don't know anything about physics when you look like me and you, very little that you know about these two subjects because you came from a school of thought and a school system and a way of life of a subhuman being that says he lived under grace from these laws and it taught in his religion system under his God, of you worshiping his gods. So when you worship the God of the Christians, which is Jesus the Christ, you live up under grace from the law. You live up under grace from your dietary laws and all laws you give live under the grace from, meaning that you are a goddamn outlaw as far as Amun Ra is concerned. You're a damn outlaw because you live under grace from the laws. And it is clearly told to you in your book that you say you believe in, Christian. See, it's a funny thing that the only way that you can get truth and lie started, it has to be truth in it. It has to be some truth and then a whole lot of lie. So your book tells you one thing, but your teachers teach another thing in Christianity and told you a man died for your sins, and you didn't have to live under the grace from. You lived under grace from the old law of an Old Testament, they call it. But this is the laws of nature because when you come into existence, you come under these damn laws of nature. If you break them laws, you're going to die an early age in a horrible death from breaking these laws. We see that right now from you eating hog and your pet is a dog and a cat. Now, Sister Drew, this virus that's out, and I want to expound on this. Look up the word virus. The word virus is a biological agent. That's a germ that is used for biological warfare. Now, I'm going to say that again. A virus is a biological agent. That's a germ that is used for biological warfare. Now, we're going to apply the 5 W's to that. Coronavirus. Well, this is warfare. Germ warfare is what it's called. Now, China has started World War III with germ warfare. And he started this 5 years ago because this shit been in China 5 years ago, because I did a lecture on it, Sister Drew. We talked about it 5 years ago. The hog, the dog, and the cat carries this disease. America loves them some hog, dogs, and cats. This virus has went airborne. How you know it's went airborne? You got people catching it and ain't come in contact with no damn body. That means it's airborne. When this virus get airborne, it will attack your pets, your dogs, and your cats that you sleeping with, kissing on and loving them, and got them walking around in your house and with your children, and you damn sure ain't going to quit eating hog and them wrinkle steaks and them pork chops. You ain't going to quit eating that. So you are more likely to catch the coronavirus. Now, 2 years before they have a vaccine for it, meaning that this baby gonna run Budweiser for 2 years. Reduction of population, we already know. This thing gonna be like the Blue Bunny Plague when they chain it, meaning it's gonna kill off a whole lot of people, especially if you have a weak immune system. And one other thing, let me tell you something, because I see that some of you people that think that you is a African American, that means that you a half breed. You ain't full blooded African. It didn't attack a full blooded African. For some reason, this disease do not attack a full-blooded African. Well, your ass ain't no full-blooded African over here. Cause I heard one woman, well, it ain't going to bother me because I'm an African. Your ass ain't no African. You got white blood and African blood mixed in you. You're a damn half, breed if you're African-American. That your ass is deceptive to this coronavirus that's airborne right now. And the only thing that's going to save your butt is your immune system. Washing your hands and all of that bullshit is not going to help you. Might as well not even wash your hand, because if your immune system is low, it's going to attack your body. And this was designed. This is called biological warfare. And it just so happened that all the black people in America are consumers. of the white daddy. But when we ask ourselves a question, who is the greatest consumer of every nation of people in the world, you will see that white daddy is the world consumer, what he used to didn't be. But in 2020, he's the world consumer from China, Korea, and Japan, his three enemies. We see this right now. We ain't damn fools. These are facts. This ain't no fiction that I'm talking about. And because we don't understand this is the reason that we are so ignorant of what's going down. The reason that we don't understand this is we don't know who we are or where we come from. Once you get a hold on who we are and where you come from, once you can understand that and get that in your mind, then you will understand who Amun Yah is. They done put it through Yahwehism and all the kinds of ism and killism and stuff, but that ain't where it was. And I'm telling you a story that's out here. And as we speak right now, where we live on Earth is just like a science fiction movie, the Star Trek, with all of the galactical people already here. They look like us. They different from us because of the dietary laws, the way they think. So when we understand how creation works, so when we ask ourselves a question, who is Amun Yah? Well, Ama in the language is mother. Yah, Y-A, is male, YAH is female. So that means that our language is male and female, which would be the second law of nature, which is the law of opposite. And everything that's in creation comes up under the second law of nature, the laws of opposite, which makes everything in creation under a dualist system that it can reproduce itself once it comes into existence. It can reproduce itself. That's how unique your body system is. This is your body system. This is not your mind. And the only way that you can keep your body system on a correct one, you have to have the correct mind to go off in it. And my correct mind is a teacher. It's a school of thought. And so the only way that you can get back in sync is that you understand what I'm talking about now. And you have to renew your mind on an individual basis. When it say renew your mind, that means that everything that white people done taught you and every phrase and word that they use that you believe in, it was opposite, the second law of nature, because he's a soul of human. He's mankind. He's a kind of man. So you had to understand this. You had to understand this. Your mind had to understand this. This is how your mind had to come up through another one. I'm going to tell you a story that great-great-grandpa taught me when he was teaching me about Amun Yah. Great-great-grandpa said he took me and showed me what a drawing board was. He was a carpenter. And then he took me down to my cousin's funeral home, and I went in where they embalmed in room, and he showed me what a cooling board is. Well, a cooling board and a drawing board looks the same. It's the same board. He was telling me that is that Amun Yah started out designing us on a drawing board. And once we come into existence, that same board is the last board that you will lay on, is a drawing board, which is called a cooling board, meaning that your butt was dead. So you go from the drawing board to the cooling board. And when you get at the cooling board, that means your turn is up. Your time is up, that you had a test that you had to pass by keeping the laws that was given to you to abide by. You had to have the mind of what the laws were. And you had to abide by them laws. Grandpa said that on the drawing board, everything starts in the mind, and the part of the mind that it starts in is in your imagination. So in Amun Yah's mind, she said that she wanted to reproduce her mind, and it started in her imagination. Now, that's a common town word, and we break that down, meaning that in her imagination, she wanted to create her mind in her image and create a nation of beings that had her mind. Now you understand, it's very simple. Amun Yah, you don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar to understand how she thought. It's very simple. That. So you will see in the Bible somebody was created in his image for a nation of people, but it all started in the imagination or the mind of Amun Yah. Now, when we go to the first law of nature, you can see that Amun Yah had to reproduce her mind. She first had to have male, M-A-L-E, because she was female. But to reproduce her mind, she had to have a male. Now, this word male, female. Female is a compound word. F-E is fe. F-E is the sign of iron, the hardest substance on earth is iron. We're dealing with minerals. We're dealing with physics. We're dealing with everything. It's female and male. What makes the female different from the male is that she can reproduce. But you have to have electro and magnetic energy, which is AC and DC, male and female, to reproduce image of her mind. She wanted to make it into a dual system. In order for it to function, it had to be the third law of nature, which is the law of balance, which if creation was male and female, then what was created out of that, either a male or another female, that creation would be perfect. If you have a male and a female, but in 2020 we ain't got that. We got a woman and a man and a woman giving birth to a mind that's a being. And that's why we in the shape that we're in now, is because a man and a woman is creating a being. And it's more a man and woman than a male and a female. And how you tell that is the way they think. A man and a woman is subhuman creation that came out of a male and a female. These are the children of Japheth. You had to remember that 50,000 years ago. They turned upside down. The fourth law of nature is the music of the fields, meaning that everything was in rhythm and motion. If you were balanced, you had rhythm, baby, you had motion. And when we see that what is being created in today's society is not these minds, and that we done got overran with these minds of a man and a woman standpoint, that you can see the difference in the two mindsets and the way they think. In 1935, Pope John the 22nd said that the Vatican had made contact with aliens in 1950. Truman was the president, and America and Russia sent a colony of people to Mars. In 1957, Eisenhower signed a peace treaty with Mars. The language we speak is Martian. It's called a Germanic race of people language. The mysteries of the government and God ain't a mystery to the esoteric student no more, Sister Drew. We're not these two things is not a mystery to us. And the planet of Earth right now is called the planet of the mysteries of the gods, which came from out of the shellings, to tell you that in Genesis, the sixth chapter of Genesis, give you this. But this is stuff that is written down that we don't know anything about it. I ain't trying to get nobody to believe a damn thing. The only thing I'm saying is there's a story out here that if you go do the research, this is the story that's out here. This story has been out here a long time, and I think Malachi Yauch, he was the first somebody that looked like us put this knowledge out. If you read the Kabbalah, if you read any Jewish books, you will find this knowledge in there. If you read any of the so-called Jews' books, they have this knowledge. Every nation of people, including the people in the Western Hemisphere, we didn't write our stuff down. Our stuff is in hieroglyphics and pictures. This is how we describe the people that came from other planets. We describe them in the hieroglyphics. The first people that was visited over here in the Western Hemisphere was the Aztec, and then the Incas and the Mayas was visited by the Martian, the people from Jupiter and Cyrus B. They came over here in the Palladium, and they visited in three tribes of people, and that's the reason they became extinct as we speak with their civilization. They killed out their civilization, worshiping a god called Kutukwilika, which was a god on a white horse. That's what got Montezuma all bent out of shape. He's looking for a god on a white horse, and that's how the conquistadors conquered him and conquered this land over here. So we can see that the Navajo, the Hopi, and our people, and the Creek Nation of people, the Navajo, the Hopi, the Pueblo, they were visited by these people. They wrote of these people. This was in the area where Colorado and Arizona, New Mexico is. That's the reason you have a whole lot of military bases and a whole lot of action in Colorado, especially Denver. You hear a lot of shit. Esoteric knowledge, person that studied esoteric knowledge, they know the reason why. And if you go up there, the skies are beautiful. You can see all the skies when you go on 79 from Amarillo to Rattoon, New Mexico, is 75 miles on straight highway with no trees, no nothing, no service stations, no not anything. Nothing but beautiful skies at night. I know at 2 o'clock every Monday morning, I was looking at them beautiful skies for 22 years because I was on my way to Denver, Colorado. That was my route because I drove over the road. Up there, you can see all kinds of activities at night. I looked at many activities at night in the sky and studied the sky. You see all the skies. Great-great-grandpa had taught me about all the sky. See, it used to be telling in the school system about the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, the Silas B, all the planets. This was taught in the school system when we were colored people. But after 1970, you didn't get this teaching as an African-American. And you got 42 million African-Americans as we speak. The biggest fool that ever walked the face of the earth is an African-American. You calling yourself an African-American. And when you pick up that energy, you can't be nothing but a fool. That's why your people and you are in the shape you're in. The most famous word in this language that describes a person born after 1970 is criminal, because 80% of the people, male and female, woman and a man, that's born after 1950 is on paper, which makes you a criminal. They criminals. But she didn't have that in the 60s and the 40s and the 50s with somebody that was to call themselves colored people that was Negroes. You didn't see our asylums filled with our people as you see it is filled up with the African American, which ain't for 50 damn years old because it wasn't put on the census. The 1970s, are you African American? That's what the white folks ask you. And now it's 42 million of you and 1 million of us that don't believe that shit. So this is what we faced with. But the study of Amanya and her numbering system, we'll go over that. But I wanted you to get a hand on this word, Amanya, because this word here, you're going to hear a lot about this word in the days to come. Shema Yahawada, Ya Abanya Ika Kamadiya. The next week.